Hi everyone, I'm Mark Esper. Welcome to another instant no-spoiler reaction. Quite often we get to see films before they hit the cinemas. Sometimes it can be a few months, sometimes it might only be a day beforehand. Either way, we're now recording our instant reactions, and together with a monthly roundup podcast to see if we still feel the same way weeks later. Because sometimes there are movies that can change your mind. Have a listen now to our latest instant reaction.
Whew, and boom, there it is. Or rather, with a sonic boom, there it is. I'm talking about Top Gun Maverick. So, if I asked you to describe a sequel to Top Gun, I'm pretty sure you could do it. I mean, you know the ingredients. And yet, this salt and sugar sequel really does deliver on its popcorn premise. I mean, sure, you can expect dogfights, power ballads, and motorbikes out-dragging F-16s. But even when the 1980s clip snare drums start and the division bells chime, this is a really different danger zone that Tom Cruise wants to take you back to. I mean, plot-wise, when he's not fixing up an aging Mustang in his hangar come home, Pete Maverick Mitchell is doing what he does best, pissing off the top brass. Sent back to Top Gun, he's forced to retrain the best pilots for an impossible mission. However, danger lurks in the form of Miles Teller's rooster, the son of his former co-pilot from the first film. As a result, Maverick sees nothing but ghosts and a past that is filled with more shame than he can cope with. Fortunately though, Jennifer Connelly's bar owner love interest is around to listen. And for me, actually, this affords the movie its chief appeal. You see, Tom Cruise gets to act and not necessarily save the world. The real footage of the dogfights and the training are exceptional. And you've probably already got a flavour of that from the trailers. But seen large on the cinema screen, they really put Tom Cruise's film it for real ethos onto another plane. So in short, don't think about it, just do. Lovingly dedicated to the late director Tony Scott, Top Gun's Maverick and Kenny Loggins are ready to pull you back once more into the danger zone. Go see it.
So if you like that instant reaction, please consider signing up for more. By subscribing to our podcast, you'll be alerted every time a new instant reaction drops and when we're able to share it with you. Also, because sometimes a film can really start to grow on you, we'll be hosting an extra roundtable podcast to see if these initial feelings still hold true. So until then, please keep safe and we look forward to seeing you on the next instant no-spoiler reaction. All the best.